This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Elizabeth Yarnell, a board-certified traditional naturopathic doctor who runs a nationwide food sensitivity clinic focused on using dietary therapies to manage autoimmune disorders. Dr. Yarnell, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing what you have to say about autoimmune disorders. So, for starters, what does it mean to be diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder?
When people are diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, it basically means that doctors can't figure out why they are continually having autoimmune responses in their body, and they believe it's a mystery. So Western medicine believes that autoimmunity means that the body is reacting to itself or is allergic to itself and is causing the immune response just because of the body itself. And we consider that a malfunction, or not we. Western medicine considers that a malfunction of the system.
And Dr. Yarnell, what are some examples of autoimmune diseases?
So autoimmune diseases can manifest in many different ways. It could be something like multiple sclerosis that manifests in your brain or that attacks the myelin sheath surrounding the nerves. It could be something like lupus. It could be rheumatoid arthritis. It could be almost anything, scleroderma, where your body hardens from the inside out. So it could be really almost any kinds of symptoms, but all symptoms are indications of inflammation. And the hallmark of autoimmunity is that rampant inflammation in the body.
If you would, get into what is the approach taken by Western medicine to address these.
So Western medicine really is focused on finding pharmaceuticals that suppress the entire immune system. Unfortunately, when you suppress the immune system, that means that leaves that person vulnerable to things like colds and flu, just very basic types of infections that come around in our society. But because Western medicine, the only tools they have at their disposal are pharmaceuticals, all these pharmaceuticals are focused on suppressing the immune system or stopping the function of the immune cells in order to stop the inflammation and the symptoms in that person.
Quite interesting information on this topic today. We are visiting with Dr. Elizabeth Yarnell, a board-certified traditional naturopathic doctor who runs a nationwide food sensitivity clinic focused on using dietary therapies to manage autoimmune disorders here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Yarnell, what are the three factors that are common to most, if not all, autoimmune disorders?
So Dr. Alessio Fasano, he's really the father of celiac disease, which is another autoimmune disorder. And he, after he and his team completed thousands and thousands of biopsies of the bowels, they really believe that there are three factors that are common to most, if not all, autoimmune diseases. The first one is a genetic predisposition toward being hypersensitive. So when I heard this, I personally have multiple sclerosis, and my doctors always ask me, does anybody in your family history have multiple sclerosis? Well, no, nobody has ever had that. However, are they hypersensitive? Yes. We have migraines, we have celiac disease, we have Crohn's disease, we have all sorts of hypersensitivity-related issues in my family tree. Additionally, I think that hypersensitivity can be created by the presence of hidden parasitic infestation. The second factor that Dr. Fasano says is common to most, if not all, autoimmune diseases is environmental triggers. So just like celiac patients can be completely well if you remove gluten from their lives and they don't have symptoms anymore, so can other autoimmune sufferers if we can identify those triggers. So I use a very sensitive food sensitivity testing, that's a mediator release test, to identify what the triggers are for autoimmune patients in my practice. And when we remove those from people's lives, again, just like celiac patients who stay away from gluten, they live a very healthy, normal life. And the third factor that Dr. Fasano says is common is a leaky gut. So a leaky gut means that you're having incomplete digestion, things are seeping out from the gut and the bowels and causing more immune responses in the body. So these three factors are really key to anyone who has an autoimmune disorder to consider.
And lastly, what can one do to help themselves if they have an autoimmune disease?
So when I work with my patients in my food sensitivity clinic, which is nationwide, the first thing we do is we eradicate any parasites with an herbal parasite cleanse so that we can start off with a clean slate. Then we use a very sensitive, state-of-the-art food sensitivity test that looks for the mediator release of different foods and chemicals into our bloodstream. We look at that test, and we are able to custom design an anti-inflammatory diet specifically for that person to avoid those inflammatory triggers. And then the third thing that we do is we add in plant-based digestive enzymes to address that leaky gut issue. We want to facilitate complete digestion so that we can stop causing additional inflammatory issues in the body and also help that person absorb and assimilate their nutrients better.
Dr. Yarnell, thanks so much for all the information shared here today covering autoimmune diseases and how to combat against it. We really do appreciate it. I believe it's more common and out there in the health world more than we can imagine. So again, thanks for your direction and guidance here and for your expertise. Where can listeners get more information? How could they be in touch and get all the details?
I have a lot of information up at my website at www.elizabethyarnell.com. And also you can reach out and through the contact page and schedule a free initial consultation with me. Everything I do is by phone, so as long as you are in the United States and have access to Federal Express, I can work with you very effectively to help you adjust your diet and manage your autoimmunity.
Sounds like an awesome opportunity for those in need. Thanks so much. And again, we really do appreciate your time and all the information shared here today. And thanks for being with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Elizabeth Yarnell, a board-certified traditional naturopathic doctor who runs a nationwide food sensitivity clinic focused on using dietary therapies to manage autoimmune disorders. And for more information, simply visit ElizabethYarnell.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.